As I write this, I'm still not packed to leave town and still not finished shopping or wrapping. So even though your gifts have all been opened by the time you hear this, I'll tell you my two favorite Christmas stories. One is fiction, the other fact. The first is from one of my childhood books, Why the Chimes Rang and Other Stories, by Raymond MacDonald Alden. Two very poor brothers venture out to fulfill a fervent wish, to see the great cathedral on Christmas Eve, when it will be filled with the rich and noble, all laying fine gifts to the Christ child on the altar, in hopes that theirs will be the one to finally make the chimes in the tower ring again. No one has heard them in that lifetime. On the way, the brothers encounter a destitute woman, ill and homeless, who will die in the cold if left there. The oldest, choking back tears of disappointment, gives his brother a small silver coin to lay on the altar when no one is looking. As you have guessed by now, it is this insignificant object that causes the chimes to ring, because the gift, of course, was that what the older brother did for one of the least was also, as Jesus taught, done for him. The second story is true and happened in the late 1950s, although I didn't know about it until after my mother died, nearly 50 years later. My first years were spent in England, where my Air Force officer father was assigned as part of SAC, Strategic Air Command, to a base in the southeast part of the country. The war had caused a lot of privation among British citizens, and recovery hadn't been rapid. Among other things, there were considerable numbers of children, either orphaned or without anyone capable of caring for them. And there was an orphanage nearby where one of my mother's friends volunteered. She told her about a young boy who had never spoken, not once, since his arrival, and the staff didn't know if he was incapable of communicating or if it was more likely the effects of trauma. My mother told my father, who suggested they buy the boy some Christmas presents, but the idea of gifts for only one child in an orphanage was unacceptable to both of them, and so the project began. My father flew regularly and frequently to the continent, and for months he picked up gifts each trip. No one knew except my mother, my father's crew, and the director of the orphanage, who had supplied the names, ages, and genders of all the children. By the time the holiday arrived, each child had two presents, none of them practical things, but the kinds of toys and dolls that every child dreamed of. My parents heard from the staff that utter surprise and joy had reigned on Christmas morning, but what had brought them all to tears was that the boy who had never spoken was so consumed with excitement at his gift of a magnificent model airplane that he had actually burst out in a jabbering flood of words and sounds. No one could understand him at the time, but later reports were that the dam had essentially burst that morning, and the boy continued to make progress and to heal. Blessings on the true gift givers, and happy 2017 to all.